Persecution of missionaries continues its escalation in Karnataka, India. An historic 9,000-mile gospel bicycle expedition trek is underway in Russia. And Christian radios reaching out to the neediest in India. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Karnataka, India has seen three separate attacks on Christians in the last 2 weeks as evidence of escalating persecution in the area. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says the persecution has involved beatings and death threats. But Penner says missionaries won't give up.
For those who are going to share the gospel, they're going to share the gospel whether they get attacked or not. Usually that's not the determining factor. But of course, it's difficult for their families, and it's difficult for them as well.
After one incident, Christian workers were dragged half-naked to a police station where they were arrested for hurting religious feelings. Penner says, for radicals, the growth of the church is the threat.
Hindu leaders are quite alarmed at the growth of the church. Many people are coming to Christ, so they're trying to stop the spread of the gospel through the intimidation of Christian leaders and evangelists.
Pray for the recovery of those who were beaten in those attacks and for the hearts of their attackers to be transformed. Next, in war-ravaged Sudan, more than 200,000 people have died over the last 4 years. But Bible League persevered through the conflict to continue reaching people for Christ. In southern Sudan, they got access to 6 army barracks, even though the commander was not a Christian. Today, they have more than 40 Bible study groups there. 1,000 soldiers have committed their lives to Christ and have been baptized. But despite this victory, civil unrest has not ended. Continue to pray for peace for Sudan. You're listening to Mission Network News. While it's often assumed that Christian agencies are doing business with integrity, some ministries take the extra step to stay accountable. Audio Scripture Ministries is doing just that through the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Tom Dudenhofer says,
organizations need to be willing before God, before their friends, and before the Christian community to at least be open about what they're doing and the way they handle their finances.
The ECFA has guidelines for best business practice. Dudenhofer says they also have a second goal to help Christian media organizations
to see where each other might be working at a particular time to try to prevent competition, which unfortunately can happen in Christian ministries, and to give them a sense of the global need and the global opportunities that exist and actually help us to cooperate and encourage each other in our particular field of ministry.
Pray that Christian agencies will continue to have integrity with their finances as they further God's kingdom. Meanwhile, cyclists from evangelical churches across Russia have embarked on a 9,000-mile bike trek. It began at the coast in northern Germany and is crossing Europe through Russia to the Pacific coast. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says of one stop,
it was just warming to our hearts to see the reaction they got there as the expedition came and bicycled in and put on their program. And the curriculum director of the orphanage said, thank you very much. The doors of this orphanage will be open for you at any time. You not only talked about love, you also demonstrated it. Thank you for the Bible, which I dreamed to have.
SGA is providing the resources for the events. They're also urging prayer.
We're just intrigued and just praying for them all along that they will continue have these open doors for the gospel and continue to attract this kind of attention, and that they'll continue to be able to lift up the name of Christ, and when people get curious and want to see what all the commotion's all about, that they'll get to hear the gospel and that the Lord will draw many to himself.
And there are still millions who live in countries that do not allow Christian missionaries, but those people do have radios. Words of Hope continues to work at getting the gospel message and words of encouragement into those closed countries. Lita Young recently returned from India to assess how their ministry is making an impact there. The church is growing in many areas, and that in turn brings increased pressure for radical groups who are continuing to push for a Hindu nationalist India. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devon Webb's CD, The Path, songs we hope will help you in your walk with God in the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devon Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.